You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having seven kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hello and welcome to episode 786 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. What's going on, everyone? Happy Wednesday. Happy calm before the storm, because tomorrow the madness truly officially begins. Of course, we have some, you know, first four action yesterday and today. We got some NIT. There are other sweats going on, but the real madness, the brackets are due. The official first round of the tournament begins. It all starts tomorrow. So how are people feeling? I'm excited. Ready to go. And we just stacked our second straight winning day yesterday, guys. Hopefully getting hot at the right time here. 4-1 plus 1.34 units yesterday. We got the Knicks, which was nice. They had a they were down early and then really rolled second half, which was great to see. 2-0 in the NHL. We got the Edmonton Oilers. We got the VGK as well. Got Liberty. Liberty, to me, was a perfect example of a fade the trendy dog play, where the public said, Villanova, big name school, you're getting points in the NIT. Boom, you got to take Nova, right? However, despite like 70, 80% of bets on Nova, that line went to Liberty. Liberty comes up bigly for the team with a big money line winner for us. The one that kept us from a perfect 5-0 was Mississippi State. That was a tough sweat. It was actually an incredible sweat. I think I saw it was back and forth, back and forth, back and forth all game long. If you watch the game, you know what I'm talking about. You feel like you're dead, then you're up and you're going to win. Then you're dead. It's just back and forth. There's just epic sweat in general. And there was something on the ticker on the bottom that said, I think there were like 28 lead changes, which is like the most in a tournament game. And I don't know, for a very long time, basically. So epic sweat there. Obviously, there's an open look. Guy had a wide open three, missed it. Guy even had an opportunity to tip it in, missed it as well. So coming up short at the buzzer, Mississippi State, unfortunately, keeping us from a perfect night. But that's okay. You can never complain about a 4-1 plus 1.34 unit night after we stacked about 0.75 units the night before. So good start to our week. And I think that's what they call a streak, guys. Two straight winning days. That is officially a streak. So we turn the page here, guys, to a big Wednesday. A lot going on. I have a five-pack for you. So I have three bets in college basketball. I have one bet in the NBA. I have one bet in the NHL. I have some updates on the NHL awards market, which is probably going to make you pretty excited if you hit on or got down on some of our earlier bets. I'll give you the updated stats. And then, because the madness starts tomorrow, and the Market Insights pod probably won't be coming out until around 2 or 3 o'clock, I wanted to hit on a couple games that are early tomorrow. I have two official bets for you for a couple early games. So I want to make sure that we get those in now. Hopefully beat the closing line. But two early bets that I have in pocket officially for March Madness starting tomorrow. Of course, we will have the morning bets pod tomorrow morning. And I will be on Follow the Money tomorrow morning, as well as with Patrick Maher on the Sharp Money. So it's going to be a big day across the VSiN airwaves for the first day of official March Madness, or the unofficial, I guess, you know, technically the first four is the official, but this is the real March Madness starting here. But I want to hit on those two bets just to get them in now to make sure that If you want to sweat it, you know, you're getting a little, hopefully a leg up and beat some closing lines, because I do see some juice, how these lines could shift a little bit. But that's what we'll be hitting on today, guys. Five-pack, three college basketball, one NBA, one NHL, NHL awards update, and then two early March Madness bets for the early games tomorrow early afternoon. So a lot to get to today. Before we dive into all of our sweats, by the way, it is NFL free agency day, even though the tampering period pretty much has already been going on here. A lot of signings left and right. I am such a loser that I actually tuned into the full hour of the Aaron Rodgers discussion on the Pat McAfee show, which Aaron Rodgers is a very weird dude. And he did admit, he's like, I'm not going to tell you that today's like my announcement day. And I'm like, okay, then why are we doing it? And then he said, yeah, but I'm going to play for the Jets. So sounds like Rodgers to the Jets is just pretty much done. They're just waiting on compensation, but, kind of a weird interview. I don't normally watch the Pat McAfee show. It's kind of my first time watching it. And Rodgers, he's a very eccentric guy, but that's the news, on my end, with Rodgers going to the Jets, which doesn't look good for my New England Patriots, who continue to do absolutely nothing. Pathetic. Belichick, what are you doing? Answer, nothing. But anyway, I'm not going to get mad about football, but I would just say big day for football news and notes. NFL draft here obviously coming up shortly. But before we dive into all of our sweats for today, I want to hit on some housekeeping, as we always do to start the pod, because I think once you're listening to the pod and the pod's over, hopefully we cash all the bets we talk about. But I want to leave you guys with some directions to go in. If you're looking for more insight, obviously, if you're listening to this pod, you want to be a sharp bettor. You want to do whatever you can to give yourself a leg up and be successful. So I want to leave you guys with some things to do after the pod is over. And, you know, if you're new to the pod, you know, I mention this every day. If you're a daily pod listener, thank you. And you're going to always know this stuff and probably already be signed up. But we do have new people listening all the time, and I want to give them somewhere to go once the pod is over to get more information in the sports betting market. So first thing you got to do, sign up for the VSiN newsletter. It's free. It costs you absolutely nothing. Just go to VSiN.com/newsletter, plug in your email, hit submit, and then every morning you'll wake up to our VSiN daily newsletter. It's fantastic. It's going to give you updates here, everything that's going on in the sports betting market, as well as in particular at VSiN. So another day of huge wall-to-wall college basketball NCAA tournament coverage. Our bracket strategy guide is out. Our tournament betting guide is out. I submitted a couple best bets to our best bets file, so you can find out everyone in the crew at VSiN what they're on. You also get my Market Insights column today. Greg Peterson has his full podcast here. Steve Mackin has some great trends as well, all included in today's newsletter. Also, you get promos for legal sports books. I am loving the fact that I am fully legal in Massachusetts, and I can now shop for the best line and seamlessly go in and out of my sportsbook accounts. You know what I really like? The Face ID. Do you guys do Face ID? You know, because I've already signed up for five different books. I've been waiting forever to shop for the best line, legally, of course. But it's annoying. Like, you got to plug in your email, you got to plug in your password, you got to hit save, you got to hit, you know, da, da, da. This is like first world problems, of course. But then some of these books allow you to Face ID, where you literally just tap the app, it looks at your face, it says, yep, that looks like Josh Applebaum, boom, lets you in, and you start to bet. So I'm loving the Face ID feature. It just makes everything much easier. But anyway, promos for legal sports books, links to all of our podcasts, all included in the daily VSiN newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter. Sign up. Get it every single morning, waking up to great sports betting content. Next, if you want to take that further step in your sports betting journey, become a VSiN All Access member. VSiN.com/subscribe. Got a great promo right now, only $19. Get it covered for your first full month of service. First full month here, of course, with the NCAA tournament. So you will get not just college hoops, but all the other sports going on right now. Best bets for all the sports sent directly to your inbox. A live stream of all the VSiN shows, so you can watch all your favorite VSiN programs. And you can always, of course, get those DraftKings percentages directly from DraftKings, letting you know where the bets and dollars are at, and all the articles behind the paywall. So become a member, give yourself a leg up. Hopefully you have a good March Madness here, and as well as a tournament bracket breakdown. I have an article on my contrarian bracket philosophy, picking your champion first, which basically means don't pick Alabama. You know, pick another team. I have one bracket with Kansas, and I have one bracket with UCLA, which I will be rooting for. And I did do one bracket with Houston just because they're not the most ticketed team, but they are the best odds overall to cut down the nets. And the tournament is in Houston, too, so I'm just worried about that Marcus Sasser kid. Hopefully he's okay. But anyway, tips and strategies all included when you become a member, VSiN.com/subscribe. Then lastly, get on Twitter. Twitter's where the betting combo never ends. Twitter is where we stay plugged in to a real-time market, constantly moving, changing, and evolving. We need to be the first to know, not the last, about things that could affect our bet. Breaking news, breaking injuries, following local beat reporters, creating a gambling community through direct messaging, being able to get updates on different things going on in different sports, and being able to hopefully act on those pieces of information before the odds makers can adjust. So get on Twitter, follow at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. You can always DM me or shoot me an email, josh@vsin.com. So with that being said, guys, a couple winning days to start our week. We will take it after a 4-1 plus 1.34 unit night last night. Damn you, Mississippi State, for missing that shot to keep us from a 5-0. But anyway, I'll never complain about a 4-1 plus 1.34 unit night. So turning the page to today, guys, let's start off with some college hoops. Isn't it nice to just start your day talking college hoops? To me, this is a great time of year. Obviously, I'm not breaking any news there. But anyway, three bets tonight. First bet on the board for me in college basketball. I'm taking a shot on UCF. Going with Central Florida here, guys. Central Florida is playing Florida. This is the first round of the NIT. And I'm going to take Central Florida plus 2.5. Maybe can you shop around and find a 3? I see one book, a square book that is kind of, hanging out a 3 that's a little bit juiced up. It's mostly 2.5 across the board. So I'll just be taking UCF plus 2.5 here. But, of course, always shop around. Try to get the best number that you can. But what I like about Central Florida here, so taking a step back, this is the first round of the NIT. Central Florida is 18-14. They've won 3 of their last 5. But they did lose to Memphis, 81-76 in the AAC quarterfinals. Flip side, Florida, kind of a down year, 16-16. We're used to them. Billy Donovan, and obviously he's not the coach there anymore, but as a perennial, remember they had that year with Al Horford, and they're winning all those titles there with Joakim Noah. They're long gone basically. So Florida had a down year, 16-16. They were just 3-7 over their last 10 games, and they lost to Mississippi State 69-68 in the second round of the SEC. So why do I like Central Florida here? Well, it's kind of just a classic reverse line move, guys. This is a kind of a line move that screams to me that pros are on Central Florida and the public's on Florida. It reminds me a little bit of last night with Villanova and Liberty, where Villanova was the big name school. Liberty was the kind of small name school. And the public just said, hey, Florida, Villanova, give me the big name program there against a small school. But what do we see yesterday? Public Nova, line went to Liberty. Liberty came through. Well, same thing here in favor of Central Florida. Florida opened as a 4-point home favorite. And remember, NIT, these are true home games. So they are really at home in the swamp here. But open as a 4-point favorite, currently 65% of bets are taking the Gators, big name school, at home, short number. Yet, despite this public betting on Florida, the line has tumbled. Open Florida minus 4, now we're down to minus 2.5. So why is this line falling toward UCF if majority of bets here are on Florida? It tells me a sharp reverse line move on Central Florida. They're only getting 35% of bets, but 45% of the money. So that's a pretty good contrarian, low bets, higher dollar bet split. And we have seen a little bit of money hit this over. I'm not playing too many overs. Obviously, I'd rather play an over in a true home court versus a neutral court. Neutral court, I lean unders just in general. But I did want to just mention there's a lot of money hit that over. Like, it's hard to play it now. It opened 141.5. When I wrote the Sharp report and talked about this game this morning, it was 143.5. Now it's up to 145.5. So a lot of money to that over. UCF is 19-12-1 to the over. Florida is 5-0 to the over their last 5 home games. So notable to me that you have a lot of over money there. Again, I'm not playing it. It's kind of moved too much now at this point. But my one angle here is I'm going Central Florida. I also think, we kind of saw it last night, obviously, with Villanova. But when you're a big-name program and you're used to being in the NCAA tournament and then you got to play in the NIT, I just think that kind of sends a bad signal. Do you get up for these games? Do these games mean anything to you? Probably means more to Central Florida. Against their in-state rival, their big brother, who always beat up on them, to play well and hopefully beat Florida, which means more to them than it does to, obviously, the Gators here, who are probably used to the NCAA tournament, and this is kind of a downgrade for them. So that's kind of another supplementary factor here. Also, Colin Castleton, who is the stud player for Florida, he's been out for a while. He's out for the year. He led them in points, 16 points a game. So I'm going with Central Florida. Give me the 2.5. Really sharp reverse line move, public Florida, but line going to UCF. I am on the Knights at plus 2.5. Keep on cruising. Another bet for you. Arizona State and Nevada. So this is your real NCAA tournament game here, guys. This is your battle of 11 seeds. This is going to be your most heavily bet game of the night. Arizona State, Nevada, 11 seeds. Let me just double check. The winner of this game, couple 11 seeds going on. Let me find it for you, is going to play TCU. In the West region here. So Obviously, it's a 9 o'clock game, most heavily bet game of the night, and I see an epic contrarian play on Nevada, baby. Give me Nevada. I'm taking Nevada. Shop around, try to get a 2.5. I think that's a key number here. A lot of books are at 2, but a lot of books are at 2.5 as well. So shop around, you know, be selective, have your multiple outs, find that book with the hook. Even if you find a book that is really juiced up, like Arizona State -2 at -115, where you have the Nevada +2 at like -105, you could even, you know, consider buying a half point to 2.5, getting up to 2.5 -115 or -120. So I'd wait it out. 9 o'clock game. It's really lopsided toward Arizona. So you may get the 2.5 anyway, but whole point being, you know, Central Florida, I don't know if you're going to get a 3. There's like no books juiced at 3. There's just that one outlier at 3. It was mostly 2.5s. This one, it looks like it may creep back up to 2.5. It's been going ping-ponging back and forth from 2 to 2.5. So to me, the angle here is to try to isolate and find that hook with Nevada. So I did find that. I'm on Nevada at +2.5 here. But just from the standpoint of, aside from always trying to get the best number, I like this play to Nevada because it's your most lopsided, heavily bet contrarian play of the day. Arizona State is getting across the market 73% of bets. Little old Nevada is only getting 27% of bets and the most heavily bet game of the night by far, primetime game. So, you know, we've talked about it quite a bit here, betting against the public in March Madness, going contrarian. When you have an influx of public betting, it creates even more value to bet against these biased, you know, public biases, going against those mindsets. The herd mentality can be really big this time of year. And the public is all over Arizona State. So if you're a 9-10 game, primetime game, and we're getting almost 3 out of 4 bets on Arizona State, before you even look at the number, or I'll give you another thing in here, you're going to like, woo, woo, Maureen Chase, get ready. Just from a contrarian standpoint, Nevada has great value. Most heavily bet game of the night by far, only getting 27% of bets. But what I like about Nevada, in addition to this contrarian play, is kind of some buyback, some reverse line movement. Like, a lot of these books opened Arizona State -1.5. Arizona State, because they're such a popular bet tonight, they did get up to -2.5. But once they got to 2.5, it's been all buyback on Nevada. A lot of books down to 2. Shop around again. You can find the hook there if you do your part there. But you're starting to, it's not like this thing, I guess what my point is, it's not going up to 3. It seems like the 2.5 is your high watermark, where it's not going above that. And all the late buyback is juiced up back toward Nevada here. So I feel, based on the way the juice is kind of presenting itself in the movement, is that you're probably not going to get to 3. And if anything, you may be closing back down to 2, where this line is trending here. So 2.5 to me is your best number. So I hopped on the 2.5. You're kind of in a buy low with Nevada too. They've lost, 3 straight games here. But here's where it gets interesting. Ken Pom, sound that alarm, Maureen Chase. Woo, woo. Ken Pom has Nevada winning the game. He's got them winning by 2 points. So if Ken Pom has Nevada winning by 2 and we're getting a 2.5, that sounds like pretty good value to me. That's a 4.5-point swing or value play, edge, discernible edge there on Nevada. Ken Pom has Nevada ranked higher, 44 versus 70. And then here's another nugget that I stumbled upon. I was looking at Twitter. I saw a tweet here. Since 2005, the teams that shoot really good in terms of free throw percentage, and it just goes to show you how important it is making your free throws this time of year, if they shoot 77% or more, those teams in the NCAA tournament are 61% against the spread. Well, guess what? Nevada shoots the free throw very well. Nevada is a 79% free throw shooting team. Arizona State is just 69%. So you got to make your threes. It's crunch time. It's all the pressure of March Madness. Nevada makes their free throws. Arizona State does not. They also are a better three-point shooting team, 35% versus 31%. Better field goal shooting team, 44% versus 41%. In particular, Jared Lucas, I remember he was on that Oregon State team a while ago, a player I like to sweat. And they have another point guard who wears a headband. I forgot the kid's name, but he's been really impressive as well. So I'm going Nevada here, guys. Give me the 2.5. It's the most heavily bet, number one contrarian play of the day. You're getting some buyback on the 2.5. We have a couple good angles here with a better free throw shooting team, better offensive team, better three-point shooting team here. So I'm on Nevada +2.5. Then last bet of the night for me, guys, I'm going to take a shot on a dog here. Give me Utah Valley, baby. Talked about this one in the Morning Bets pod as well as the newsletter this morning. But this is your NIT first round. Utah Valley is 25-8. They just had their 4-game win streak end. They lost to Southern Utah 89-88 as a 4-point favorite in the WAC semifinals. New Mexico 22-11, but they've really struggled down the stretch here. They went just 3-8 over their last 11 games. They lost to Utah State 91-76 in the Mountain West quarters. What I like about this one is another sharp reverse line move. New Mexico, bigger name school, Utah Valley. It's like, obviously they're from Utah, but you're like, who the hell is this school? Never heard of them. So there's kind of that public bias in favor of New Mexico, the Lobos versus Utah Valley. I couldn't even tell you what their mascot is named. But whole point being, public identifies with New Mexico. They have a bias against Utah State or Utah Valley for being a very small school here. But we like to bet against those public biases. So what's the market telling us? This game opened New Mexico, listed as a 6.5-point or 6-point home favorite. New Mexico is getting 60% of bets across the market, so the public play. But New Mexico's fallen -6.5 to -6, now down to 5.5. So line is dropping in favor of New Mexico, in favor of Utah Valley, despite the fact that New Mexico is the popular team. KenPom has New Mexico winning by 5 points, so that creates some actionable value there on Utah plus the hook. And maybe we're looking at another high-scoring game here. These are kind of surprising me because, again, neutral court, you lean under. These true NIT or I don't even know the CBI, CIT, if they're even doing those this year. But anyway, typically you get a lot of unders in postseason play, but this is a really high total, guys. This is a total open that opened at 160. This morning, I wrote about the newsletter for last night, this game, it was 163. Now it's up to 164. So could we be looking at a very high scoring game here? That's a good thing if you're on a dog, because you want a dog that can score. Hopefully keep pace and be able to cover that number. So on the year, Utah Valley is averaging 77 points a game, 81 for New Mexico, but better defense for Utah Valley, only giving up 68 versus 74. So high total. Hopefully that's a good thing for a dog. You can keep pace, keep close to that number. But can you lose by 5 or less? That is my goal here. I'm on Utah Valley, sharp data-driven contrarian play at +5.5. So my three bets tonight, Nevada, +2.5, UCF, +2.5, and Utah Valley, +5.5. It's nice to get some good old spreads on -110 juice, hopefully. If we can get 2 out of 3, that is the goal tonight. We're going to take a very, very short break, guys. I told you I had a 5-pack. Well, guess what? 3 down, 2 more to go. I got an NBA play for you. I got an NHL bet for you. I got some updates in the NHL awards market. And then, to wet your whistle and get you excited, and make sure you get your bracket in time for tomorrow, I'm going to give you 2 bets for early games tomorrow in March Madness that I'm officially on. I'm getting down on here. So don't go anywhere. Going to finish up strong in episode 786 of the VSiN Market Insights podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you grind and sweat with in the arena, approaching betting from a sharp, data-driven, contrarian angle, your buddy, Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We will be right back.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Okay, I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of seven kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Here are three reasons Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. We use food-grade ingredients. We have a wide selection of varieties, and they all come in two strengths. Find Zyn at a store near you.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
March Madness is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information. All right, everyone, we are back at it. Episode 786 of the Market Insights Pod. Good night last night. 4-1 plus 1.34 units. That's two winning nights in a row. Let's see if we can make it three. And damn you, Mississippi State, for missing a wide open three and the putback, which would have won that game for us. But again, not going to complain about a 4-1. I'm looking out the window, and we got a lot of snow here in Boston. We got hit with another foot yesterday. But the sun is shining. It's about 45 degrees. The snow is melting. And fingers crossed that hopefully that was our final snow of the year. Because I'm ready to do some yard work. I'm ready to get outside, put my headphones on, listen to Red Sox games, and mow my lawn and do all my yard work. I'm ready for spring. But anyway, guys, turning the page toward today, calm before the storm. Madness officially starts tomorrow, basically. But we did mention three bets in college. Nevada plus 2.5, UCF plus 2.5, and Utah Valley plus 5.5. Those are my three sweats for tonight. Now let's continue our sweats. Let's go to the NBA. I got one bet for you in the NBA. I'm going to go with the Los Angeles Clippers. Give me the Clippers tonight, guys. I like the Clips in this spot. Talked about them earlier today in the morning bets pod. I got them at minus 140 on the money line. Now you're looking at around a minus 145. So again, not a huge difference here, but at least the line is moving further in favor of the Clippers, which is a good sign because Clippers, to me, look like the sharp play tonight. Clippers are at home against the Warriors. Right off the bat, line movement toward the Clippers. Pretty sharp here. Clippers open as a very low minus one, minus two home favorite. They're up to 2.5 this morning. Now they're up to minus three. So continued movement toward the Clippers in this spot. It's notable because Clippers are the fade the trendy dog, sharp contrarian bet. Anytime the Warriors take the court, especially when the Warriors are a dog, you know the public's going to love to get down on the Warriors as a dog. That's the ultimate trendy dog. How do you not take Steph Curry in the points, man? Curry's getting points. You got to take the points with Curry, man. What are you doing? You're crazy. Well, I am crazy because I'm going Clippers here. But I like with this bet split. It reminds me a little bit of that Nova game last night where, again, Nova was the road team, the public play, but line kept going to the home team, Liberty. Same thing here with the Warriors and Clippers. Warriors are getting around 60% of bets on the road getting points, yet this line continues to creep up toward the Clippers. Again, minus one, minus two, now up to minus three. So looks like a fade the trendy dog play. If majority bets are on the Warriors, then why are the odds makers shifting the line further to the Clippers? Why are they giving out more points and a better number to the public who already likes the Warriors to begin with? Well, tells me it's because respect to money is getting down on the Clips tonight. Again, only about 40% of bets, but 60% of the money. So pretty good low bets, higher dollar contrarian bet split there in favor of the Clips. The angle that I really like for the Clippers, too, is this rest versus tired angle because the Clippers, if you've bet on them enough, they're one of the most maddening teams to bet on or against because you never know whether their guys are going to play or not. It's like, are you going to bet the Clippers tonight? Well, is Paul George and Kawhi playing? I don't know. How can I bet on them if I don't know their status? But hopefully we don't have to worry about that, knock on wood, tonight because they are very rested. The Clippers have not played since the 11th of March. The Warriors played on the 13th. So Clippers have had 4 days off. Again, you're a veteran team. You got a lot of older players here that can really use the rest. I think that's a huge advantage versus the Warriors who just have 1 day off or 2 days between games. And then also the Warriors are playing their third game in 5 days. So the Clippers are playing their first game since the 11th. The Warriors are playing their third in five, and they just played on the 13th. So that's a big advantage toward the Clippers here. Tough spot schedule-wise for the Warriors. Also, look at home road. It's not that the Clippers are the greatest home team in the world. They're just 18-15 at home. But Golden State, I had to double-check this. It blew me away. Golden State at home, I knew they were good at home, 29-7 at home. Did you guys know that Golden State is only 7-26 on the road? They have not traveled. Knock on wood, hope that continues here. But Golden State, only 7-26 on the road this year. They got to go on the road to the Clippers. I think it's a good spot to back a rested Clippers team. Sharp contrarian reverse line move in favor of LA. I have another system here, a short home favorite who made the playoffs on the money line. If you're a home favorite, you made the playoffs last year, the spread is -3 or less. Take those teams on the money line. They're 68-39, 64% with an 11% ROI. So that would also match with the Clippers. So I'm taking a shot on a rested Clips team. Let's win the damn game. I'm on the Clippers at -140. They're probably -145 at some shops now, but -140, pretty widely available number with the Clippers. Let's go, Clips. Now over to the NHL. After a good night last night, 2-0, I got one more bet in the NHL for you tonight. Let's go to the late night sweat. I'm going with the New York Islanders. Give me the Isles. I got the Isles at -185. Right off the bat, we got line movement toward the Isles. The Isles opened around -175 at Anaheim. Now they're up to -185. So steam in favor in their direction here, 10 cents. That would match that non-division steam system. Two teams, two different divisions. Take the team getting 10 cents of steam or more. They're 330-223 this year, 60% with a 4% ROI. Road favorite, sweet spot. Another angle here, system match. If you're a road favorite between -150 and -200, you're 84-39, 68%. That was the same one that matched and won last night on VGK. Also, what else do I have here? A road favorite versus a non-playoff team, 139-77, 64%. And then a sweet spot big favorite, between -175 and -225, 69% this year. So quite a few system matches in favor of the Islanders. I don't love the fact that Islanders are second leg of a back-to-back. You know, Ducks would be the rested team here. But I think the angle with the Islanders is they're off two straight losses. Hopefully you get a good effort. I don't know if it's going to be Sorokin. He played last night, but he didn't play the game before, so I'm not sure if it's going to be Sorokin or Varlamov. But either way, the line continues to go to the Islanders. Maybe it's more of a bet against Anaheim than it is a bet on the Islanders. If you don't know, Anaheim's one of the worst teams in hockey this year. 22-35 with in 10 overtime losses or shootout losses. But they're a team I want to bet against. They've made dealt off a bunch of guys at the deadline. Islanders have the better offense, 2.9 goals per game versus 2.6, better defense, 2.8 allowed versus 4. The Islanders are 18-12 as a favorite. Anaheim is just 11-16-3 at home, and they're 18-44 as a dog. They've been really bad as a dog. Hope that continues. Power play, both teams not very good, 16%, but penalty kill, 82% versus 73%. The Isles did play Anaheim earlier this year. They won 7-1. And the goalie for Anaheim, I used to like this kid as a goalie. I can't even call him a kid anymore. He's older, but John Gibson used to be pretty good. Not anymore. He's 14-24 with 14-24-8 with a goals against of almost 4, and he's expected to be in goal tonight. So I'm going to bank on the Isles here to get back on track. Hopefully get a win, a team that's in the playoff hunt versus a team that's totally out of it. Give me the Isles at -185. A couple updates here on the NHL awards market. If you had bet these before, this is going to be some good news. You're going to like to hear this, but just got a fresh batch of data from BetMGM from my buddy John Ewing. Connor McDavid, MVP. He's now -5,000, baby. I think I got him at +135. So now -5,000. McDavid, MVP. Can't bet it now. There's no value, but feeling pretty good about our MVP bet with Connor McDavid. The Vezina, Linus Ullmark, even though my Bruins are not looking like the Bruins last few games. They lost again last night, but Ullmark is -1,000. Now, updated number from BetMGM for the Vezina. I think I got him at +375. The Calder, Rookie of the Year, Matty Beniers, got him at, +250. He's now -1,400. So, Beniers, McDavid, Ullmark, all looking really good for our awards here in the NHL. The Norris Trophy, Carlson. So, this is going to be a very small small profit for me because I did take, Cale Makar. Earlier this year, he got hurt. He hasn't put up great numbers. Carlson is now a -350 favorite. You could kind of say there could be value to bet Carlson -350. I remember for the MLB Rookie of the Year, remember Julio Rodriguez, he was -400 late in the year, and then he went to like -5,000 and then off the board. We said -400, huge number, but You know, are you gonna still beat the closing line? I kind of think there's still value to bet Carlson minus 350. Obviously, you would have wanted to bet him earlier, but I feel like I got Makar like plus 140, and I think I got Carlson maybe like plus 180. So I'll get like a half unit there, something like that. But Carlson is pretty much running away with it. He's a big favorite now. But again, might be some value there, minus 350. But the MVP, the Vezina of the Calder, looking pretty damn good with our futures plays there in the NHL. Now, flipping the page here, literally and figuratively, as I flip my notebook to the last part of the pod here. But tomorrow obviously begins officially March Madness. So, you know, kind of the way that, you know, the schedule kind of works out is, you know, I write the sharp reports next morning. I'll do the morning bets pod. I'll do my VSiN appearances. The market insights pod usually comes out around 3. So I'm looking at the board tomorrow. And obviously all these games start at noon. And I'm like, hey, you know, I want to make sure we talk about a couple games that are early for tomorrow. Just so that if the pod comes out at 3, you know, maybe I can get out a little bit earlier. But I do have to go on Patrick Maher's new show, Sharp Money, in the afternoon. And then I am going to do Follow the Money in the morning with Mitch and Paulie. So it's a big day for your boy. So I just was thinking, hey, let's at least talk about a couple early games for tomorrow that I found an edge on and that I'll be sweating here just so that, you know, by the time the pod rolls around tomorrow, you're like, where's the pod? And, you know, what do you like in the early slate? I want to make sure we kind of hit on this if you want some early action. So with that being said, a couple early bets for you. First game tomorrow. West Virginia, Maryland, 12:15 p.m. Take me home, Country Roads. I've talked about this game quite a bit, but I am officially on WVU on the money line. I got WVU at minus 130. A couple reasons, like West Virginia, right off the bat, it's a fishy line. It doesn't make any sense. West Virginia is your 9 seed. Why are they favored over the 8 seed Maryland? Shouldn't the 8 seed be favored over the 9? Just very basic. If you have the worst ranked team favored over the better ranked team, it's a fishy line I always try to get behind. It's almost like our unranked home fave ranked opponent system match here. But West Virginia on the money line here, they open around minus 2. They did creep up at 1 point to 2.5. They're back down to 2. So they've kind of been going back and forth here. But I'm going to put my stock into a few things. Number one, KenPom has WVU winning by 1. He's got them ranked higher, 17 versus 23. But it's a fishy line. Why is 9 favored over 8? But I'm going to put a lot of stock into a couple things as well. Number one, West Virginia is playing good basketball down the stretch. Number two, they have 6 seniors in their rotation. So this is a very senior-laden team. You know, it's kind of like your last dance. I remember talking glory days. But my senior year in high school, in baseball, we had like our entire starting lineup was seniors. We had played baseball together, you know, since T-ball, since Little League. So kind of that like last dance, last chance, senior-laden team. I kind of like that angle. Hopefully you've had the experience and you're smart. And, you know, you've kind of been there and done that, and it's been a benefit, basically, versus Maryland, who has a bit more of underclassmen, but a very senior-laden team. Bob Huggins, obviously, epic, great coach here, been there, done that. And then also offensively, they're averaging 76 points a game versus 70. Then the last thing I'll put stock into is the conference that they hail from. Big 12 is the best conference in college basketball. The strength of schedule is incredible. And West Virginia has been battle-tested, playing really good teams all year long. You look at their record, it's not amazing, 19-14 versus Maryland, 21-12, but West Virginia played way better competition than Maryland did in the Big Ten. So I'm going with WVU. Again, fishy, why is 9 favored over 8? Senior-laden team, better coaching, better conference, line movement. I'm on WVU. Take me home, Country Roads, at minus 130. My other early bet that I want to share, I don't think this is a perfect game because it did dip a little bit, but I'm going to stick with the one, dance with the one who brung me. Give me Utah State. This is a 1:40 p.m. Eastern time game. Utah State is playing Missouri. Number one, why is Utah State the favorite? Utah State is the 10 seed. Missouri is the 7 seed. So why is the 10 favorite over the 7? Just from a fishy doesn't make sense contrarian angle, Utah State is jumping out to me as a buy low opportunity. I want to embrace that fishy side, not take the obvious side, which would be Missouri. Now, this line did dip a little bit. You know, it opened around Utah State minus 2.5, minus 2. You are down to 1.5 here. So, got to admit, looks like some money did come in Missouri. But this is a really good contrarian play because Missouri across the market is getting about 60% of bets, only 40% on Utah State. And if Utah State is the favorite, only getting 40%, that's a contrarian favorite. That's a fade the trendy dog opportunity there. The other thing I really like with KenPom is that he actually has Utah State winning by 4. So if we're getting a money line on a 1.5, I got Utah State at minus 125. If we're getting a money line 125 on a KenPom projected win of 4 points. That's a pretty good edge. Also, Utah State ranked number 18 in the country. The analytics really like Utah State versus 51 for Missouri. Better rebounding, 36 a game versus 30. Better defense, 70 points allowed versus 75. And then also, here's the other thing I like. You know, we talked about free throw shooting, how important it is this time of year. And what did we mention with the free throw shooting with Nevada? Well, three-point shooting, also important here. The Aggies, Utah State, are the 11th ranked team, 11th best team in college basketball shooting the three. They're almost 40% from three. So hopefully their threes drop tomorrow. But those are my two early bets. Again, keep an eye out for the Sharp Report tomorrow morning. The Morning Bets pod, I'll be on Follow the Money. I'll be on Patrick Maher's show, The Sharp Money. But I wanted to get those in right now, just to let you know. Those are my two early bets. And then once the pod comes out, 3 o'clock, we'll hit on all the later games that day that are catching our eye. But a couple early bets for me, West Virginia money line and Utah State money line. That's what I'll be sweating to start college basketball's best and just in general, the sports best tournament all year long, March Madness. WVU and Utah State early for your boy. But that about does it for today's VSiN Market Insights podcast, episode 786. Reminder, if you enjoy the Market Insights pod, if it's become part of your, you know, routine of betting each day, do I expect you to bet every game I talk about? Obviously not. I think it's up to you as the bettor. You know, if you like an angle, if you maybe come into it with a few bets on, you know, in your back pocket and you're looking for overlap, or hey, you know, we're on opposite sides of this play. I just hope the pod is always informative and approaching betting from a strictly data-driven angle, because that's really not an angle that I hear a lot of other, I really don't know any other pods or anywhere else that kind of breaks down games in this fashion. Is it the only way to bet on sports? Of course not. But this is something that works for me. I know it works for a lot of people. And the beauty of it is you take your bias out of the equation. Just look at the data. Go with the smart money. Bet against the public. Beat the closing line. It's a pretty simple strategy, even though obviously sports betting is really difficult. But anyway, if the pod has helped you at all along in your sports betting journey, the Market Insights pod, the Morning Bets pod, the Sharp Reports, if you enjoy pulling up a chair to the virtual bar, talking games every day, if you think I'm an okay guy and you want to make my day and make me happy, then there's one thing I ask of you. Buy my book. Go to Amazon.com. Type in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting. Pick up a copy for you or for a friend. It would mean the world to me, guys. I got everything I've learned in the industry. How lines are set. How and why they move. How to read line movement. How to locate sharp action. How to place a bet in person or online. How to shop for the best line. How to set up a bankroll management plan. All included in my book, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. So if you want to buy a copy, it would really make my day. And if you already have bought one, seriously, thank you. I really appreciate it. Well, that being said, wrapping up the show today, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods or Mohegan Sun down in Connecticut, at Plain Ridge Park Casino or the MGM Springfield or the Encore in Boston or in the virtual matrix, shopping around, betting from your couch, because we have mobile betting en masse, baby. Or out in the desert where the True Grinders get down, where Billy Walters sends his number runners where the lowest juice possible is found at the South Point. Or, of course, Stadium Swim, sweating sharp contrarian plays with Stormy and the crew at Circa, getting a victory burger at the end of the night. Or the Mandalay Bay or the Superbook, my two other favorite books when I visit Vegas. And sadly, I will not be visiting Vegas. I was there last year for March Madness. This year, I'm going to be part of the DraftKings big weekend party here. I will be on the Saturday show with DraftKings, as we'll be doing a big March Madness thing on over the weekend. But anyway, whether I see you in any of those books, what are you going to do? You're going to walk up to me. You're going to show me a New York Knicks ticket, a VGK ticket, an Edmonton Oilers ticket, a Liberty ticket. Give me Liberty or give me death. Just don't show me Mississippi State. Kept us from a perfect night. We're going to rip that thing up. We'll recycle it, that ticket there. But a good night last night, guys. Let's keep it going. First one's on me. Next one's on you. We're going to post about the books, but sharp contrarian plays all night long. I wish you the best of luck. My parting words, as always, stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house, always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? Of course not, but we are playing a long game, and if we can find that sweet spot, games that fit our model, against the public, with the house, with the pros, flat bet, avoid parlays, get some closing line value. If we can do that, we're going to be successful sports bettors. So enjoy the sweats, everyone. The calm before the storm. Make sure you fill out your brackets and get them submitted before the games begin tomorrow. But before the madness begins, let's see if we can maybe make it a three-day win streak. What do you think, guys? Knock on wood. But I wish you the best of luck. Do not forget to tip your ticket writer. And as always, hopefully you can cash some tickets today. As the wise man of Easton likes to say, that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a great Wednesday.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.